Well, hello, and welcome to Winter is Croppening. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you? How's it going?
I'm good. Feeling great. It's another day of House of the Dragon, so I'm very excited. I love some Game of Thrones. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling great. I'm honestly just riding the thrill of hearing the proper theme song again on the show. You know, last week on House of the Dragon, we did not get the theme song, and this week it finally returned. So I just, you know, just humming that damn song all day.
But I wanted a new song. Why is it Game of Thrones? Okay, I mean, I love the song and everything, but we deserve its own song. This show deserves its own song. I mean, what the hell? Would you lowering the budget over there?
It does, but I think they also knew that, like, as much as we want a new song, sorry, I'm about to sneeze. I'm getting choked up by this. As much as we want a new song, you know that most of us would be like, it's good, but it's like not as good as the original new song. And now that I'm thinking that's not as good as the original, I think the whole show is not as good as the original. Like, it's like a slippery slope. They just want to, like, let's give them the stuff that they love. And, like, let's just get them on board with the new stuff before
they start. No, at least remix it. Give us something, like a little.
I think there was like a little remix. There was like a little. Wasn't there like a little bit?
No. Last week they gave us the choir. You know, they were like, ha, 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 ha. Like Julia, the chef, Julia Child. Like, I don't know, pounding some chicken. Like, ha, 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 ha. But, yeah, we got that, but this week it's just back to the which, of course, I still danced to when it came on. But we did get a new opening,
visual. The visual was totally different. Now, this is where I was actually more upset, because I feel like in the original one, the camera would, like, swoop over the landscape. And maybe that's what we were seeing, because, like, right now, honestly, a lot of it didn't make sense. But instead, it was, like, the origin story for The Shining. It was like the blood in the elevator of The Shining. It's like, where does that blood come from? It comes from the Game of Thrones opening credits, it turns out. Because this blood is just like cycling. It's just swooshing all the way across this map and funneling here and there. And then all of a sudden, like a little pin, pinball bumper would just like show up and be like, more blood. And it was just like things bouncing up, which was nice. But I liked, you know, the original Game of Thrones where like structures and cities would be going.
It's like all the different houses, the blood touches it and the house pops up. And you're like, wow, what is the house? What is that the house of? Is it the house of Crab Feeder?
Crab Feeder of Triarchy. Crab Feeder is, I guess, I kind of feel like it's, you know, the Crab Feeder reminds me of the menace they tried to introduce, well, that they did introduce in the beginning of proper Game of Thrones, you know, but like in the beginning of Game of Thrones, the way the entire series begins is like those guys walking through the forest, and then like the White Walkers are there and they got the blue eyes and they kill them and they're terrifying. But this time they're like, and now another equally terrifying threat, someone who feeds humans to crabs. I'm like, I don't know. It doesn't have to be.
Yeah, crabs are too cute.
Yeah, I feel like the crabs didn't even want the humans. Because,
you know, I watch the dodo videos. You know, the dodo. It's like cute animal videos, and they're like, donate to the dodo. And I'm like, no, I'm watching this shit for free. Thanks. I'll watch a commercial. But anyway, I watch a lot of those. And, you know, I'll watch like a crab, you know, hugging a kitten or whatever. I love those videos. And so this, like, they open with like a shot of like dead flesh. It looks like dead flesh, but then you see it's not dead flesh at all. It's just someone dying and little crabs are eating it. And I'm like, oh my God, those are so cute. Those are such cute. Look at him getting right into that flesh wound.
I feel like it's like crab prom. They're like, oh my God, they put out a whole buffet for us. Like, guys, come over. Like, let's have a great time. Like, I'm a big fan of Survivor. And one thing that Survivor loves to do is they have interstitial shots of crabs all the time. Like, there's always a crab on the beach and it's staring, and then it gets spooked and it like runs into a hole. Like every episode multiple times. And I just love that crab. I'm like, that crab, like, he's like, wants to be part of the action, but a little too scared to be it. I was like, ugh, love that crab. So I'm like, when I see that this guy's feeding the crabs, I'm happy for the crabs. I'm happy for the crabs.
It's very Bachelor in Paradise too. That happens all the time. You see like at first they all look cute, but then they can't take baths or anything, or they don't take baths. And then they're just gross drunks lying all over the beach with crabs afraid of them. And so it was like that. It's kind of rotting flesh with crabs. Welcome to another season of Bachelor in Paradise.
I just also feel like we're in a fantasy world with dragons. Can we have like fantasy crabs that are more menacing? Like in Elden Ring, there's like giant
crabs.
That, yeah, like in Elden Ring, there's giant crabs that crawl out from like the sand and kill you. Like, can we have fantasy crabs? Can we have a giant menacing crab that's like terrifying and like redefines what we know about crabs as them being like adorable little creatures, skittish creatures? I just feel like they could have used more imagination on this front.
Yeah, they were cute crabs. So then we see like beach ruins and there's like a boat on fire and gosh, it's just like when Adele canceled that concert in Las Vegas. Like all you heard in the streets was those men screaming.
Huge lines at the buffets, which sort of is like the crab feeding experience, I guess. The other way around, I guess.
Yeah. So then we swoop over to the next scene, and we find out Sir Ryan, Lord Commander of the King's Guard, dead. Of crabs, we don't really know. Should we try and tie it with a cute crab? A cute, an adorable crab killed him.
Yes. Here lies Sir Ryan, killed when he was decapitated by the hound's great crab. Oh, not the hound. Oh, by a little crab. Oh, we'll just say he died in his sleep. We'll say that instead.
An adorable little crab. And Ray Ray is pouring the drinks for the small council, or whatever it's called.
As usual.
And I think that I've seen these glasses at the Home Goods. I don't want to accuse. I don't want to accuse you guys of anything. But this is like that tiger glass stuff, and I'm pretty sure Home Goods.
they went to like some prop master in Iceland is also a Maxinista, and it's like, no one will know if I put these on the set, right? By the way, did you happen to say Sir Ryan or Sir Ryan? Because I just want to clarify for anyone who thought this person's name who died was Sir Ryan, you're incorrect. His name is Sir Ryam, because it's fantasy, and the first rule of high fantasy is you have to take a normal name and then change one random letter in it, and now it's fantasy. So it's like, my name was Ryan, but I'm in fantasy, so now I'm Ryam.
No, I don't know half the shit I typed, honestly. Watching this show is so different than watching Housewives shows. I mean, for many obvious reasons, but one is taking notes. I'm just like, what the hell am I even typing? I feel possessed. And then I go look at them after and I'm like, none of this makes sense. Who's Sir Ryan? Who died? I don't really get it.
Sir Ryan died peacefully in his sleep as we are being told, but he is the commander of the King's Guard. So...
He's dead. The old guy in there is like, oh, his remains are being prepared for the Silent Sisters. I was like, the Silent Sisters? Bring them on. Who are the Silent Sisters? You know they're bitches.
You know they have like a bluegrass band, right? Like that's the whole thing. Like, please welcome the Silent Sisters. And they play banjos together, but they don't ever sing. So they have to have guest musicians come on. You know, it's like.
Can you turn it up? I can't hear back here. Turn up the mics.
So Sir Harold, who I believe is the Scottish guy, he's like the Scottish guy, right? The guy who like looks over Ray Ray. I don't know. He's just standing there, and he's gotta find Sir Ryan's replacement. And so they are basically gonna be doing American Idol, but for King's Guards, and they have it down to seven
Sanjaya,
candidates.
Go Sanjaya!
Westeros Idol.
This is my very current American Idol reference. Corlin storms in, and he's like, look at you sitting there dithering. I want to know what is to be done about my ships and my men. They are being attacked by adorable crabs.
Those crabs are beggaring my shipping lanes. They are totally beggared right now by crabs. So, like, everyone's
like, Otto's like, oh, please, okay, you'll get a new boat. We'll pay for the people. You're going to be fine, okay?
He's like, I don't want compensation. I want to seize the stepstones by force and burn out the crab feeder. Crab Fest is over.
And the king's like, I don't know if we want to start war with the free cities. You know, free places are crazy, crazy places. You know, they've started wearing red baseball caps. Saying really rude things in the streets. Right? You don't want to get into war with them. All right. One of them apparently has a football that could kill us all. Right. Don't want to fuck with those.
So Corlys is like, well, these pirates are not from the Free Cities. And so then the king is like, well, who do you think provides them with their ships and tenders? A zing! King zing! You just got kinged. King, king, king.
And Mr. Roper's like, in all this time, we haven't gone to open war with the Free Cities. The losses would be incalculable. Do you think they're having sex in that room? I hear something fishy.
Huh, I wonder what's going to happen on the show. You think they're going to go to war with the Free Cities? So then Rhaenyra, by the way, she's doing that thing where she's like, my back is turned, but I'm listening in. You can tell because I'm not going to move at all. It's like, hey, did you notice that the cup filler is not moving at all right now? She's probably listening in. It's a classic cup filler move. Trust me.
Where's my Kool-Aid? Kool-Aid, please. She's like, oh, sorry. I was just listening. Reading some more Kool-Aid, Father.
I was just thinking about Kool-Aid and how refreshing it was and not listening in whatsoever to what you were saying.
So Corlin's like, excuse me, what reason does the crab feeder have to fear us? The king's own brother's been allowed to take Dragonstone with an army of 40 of his gold cloaks. You know, nothing is more scary than 40 men running around in gold clothes, all right? Damon has squatted there for half a year without even a protest from the crown. They're doing drag queen story time at their libraries. I mean, where is the law and order?
So then the Hand, who, by the way, I think it's important to note that the Hand is played by the same actor who was the goofy sidekick in Notting Hill. And he's like, well, a seat at the table does not make you his equal, sir. And so then the king's like, well, I have acted Corlys, okay? And I've sent envoys to Pentos and Volantis. So there you go. Pentos and Volantis. The envoys have been sent. And everyone's like, great. Don't even know where those places are, but okay, great.
He's like, ships and men are at the ready. The stepstones will be settled in time. Blah, blah, blah. And Ray Ray's like, we have dragons, Father. We have dragons. And they're like, oh my God, the Kool-Aid pourer has spoken. Who let her in here? Gross, you're a girl. Ew.
When you said we have dragons, are you saying we have dragon aid? Meaning like a beverage? Or are you saying actual dragons? Because you're a cup pourer. You're not supposed to have any insight into our dragons. So she's like, no, we have them and I can ride them. Send us, send us. And they're like, oh God, a person with a body part who shall not be named is talking. Ugh.
Yeah. And Corlin's like, yeah, well, at least she has a plan. There's more than I can say for you losers. And they're like, oh, stupid girl, get out of here. And so Otto's like, well, perhaps there's better use for the princess's talent, maybe somewhere else. I hear there's a competition about to start. little Paul Abdul sitting next to you. How do you feel about that? Little Randy Jackson action. Go on.
I hear you're quite a fan of Sir Ryan Seacrest, aren't you?
And the king's like, go get her ice cream. Take her to do something girly. And she's like, I don't eat dairy, Father. Bahama Bucks, then. Get rid of her. Go clear her. So she leaves. She's going to judge the night competition instead.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, hey, she's like, I mean, it seemed to work out for her. You know what? One door closes, another one opens, and sometimes standing at that door is a gorgeous man with well-kept hair.
I know. She's like, I wanted to keep pouring wine for old men. Now I have to go look at hot men who just want my approval. So she now goes to the King's Guard, and they make a big deal about her standing on this like little booster thing. I think it's like the director's being like, look, she's but a young girl. So she's looking.
She's
and
a baby. How does she brush her teeth?
I know. It was very much like that. Like she's going to be eating Life cereal. I'll be like, she ate it. She likes the Life cereal. So Sir Harold is with her. I'm so sorry if his name is not Sir Harold. But you know what? He presents as a Harold. So he is going to be a Harold if it's incorrect. And so
I call him Bald Guard Guy.
Yeah, I call a lot of them either variations of like old man, old bald man, official old man. But so he's introducing the American Idol candidates. And I know the first one's never going to go anywhere because they put him in this like hideous bright orange. And they're like, oh, no.
Yes. Yes, he's like a couch from the 70s. And he's look, I have birds of my sickle all over my nice patterns. Orangey, okay?
I know. I was like, at least try to be impressive. And so Harold is like, Sir Desmond, proved steady and strong and steady in both the tourney list and without, and while traveling through the Kingswood on the way to King's Landing, Sir Desmond recently punched his 10th sandwich on his subway card, which means you, my dear, could get a free 12-incher. So that is Sir Desmond.
He brought a beef poacher to justice. And she's like, gross.
She's like,
no. Well, you might thank him, at least, for all of his duties. Thank you for your duties. Next.
I know. She's like, aren't we in medieval fantasy times? Do we care about poachers? So then, by the way, while she's doing this, Rhaenys, not Rhaenyrus. I think last week I called her Rhaenyrus, but Rhaenys is, like, staring. She's, Rhaenys, like, at the courtyard also. Yeah. She's, like, doing, like, a... I'm bitter that I don't get to pick out a knight right now. So I'm just going to watch from afar, you know?
It's yeah.
Like evil.
And mom. She's like super evil today because she's given herself rectangle hair. Like where, you know how like women wear bumpets to back up the back of their hair, like make a little triangle. She's like, before the bumpet, there was a rectangle. It's like just a big rectangle in the back of her head. Her hair is like a big square piece.
She has a shoebox back there.
Yeah, and she's just all like the sucking on candy look that she always gives. She's like, so she's mad. And then we see like a new giant chess piece thing, and this one has the eagle on it. And this is Sir Raymond Malister, winner of the melee outside the mall, outside the mall.
Cider.
Do they
cider
have a melee hall. Outside the mall?
No, it was Cider Hall, I was like, which also, you know, he's not going to be picked for whatever this is that they're picking. Because like Cider Hall, like it's like, oh, congratulations, you got into a melee at a place where you pick apples. You went apple picking, and before you could even get your donuts, you got into a melee. Congratulations, would you like this person to be part of the King's Guard?
And she's like, well, how many of these men have combat experience anyway? Or are we only capturing poachers? Well, how many wars have there been, Ray Ray? Okay, like it's kind of a good thing no one has experience because that means you've been in peacetime. Okay, it's like, who's slaughtered people? I want to see the slaughterers. Bring them on, please.
Yeah. So then they bring in Sir Criston Cole, who we saw last week because he was the one who like knocked Daemon off. And so he's like, you know, he shows up, his hair is like way like blowing in the wind, you know.
Yeah.
He's the son of the steward of the Lord of Blackhaven. And so she's obviously
she's like welcome, Harkness. You saw combat, didn't you? The Stormlands, outside the Stormlands Mall, didn't you? And he's like, yes, I fought for a year against the Dornish. It's where I first found pomade. And I've been putting it in my hair ever since.
I'd like to thank you for not wearing an embarrassing shade of orange. That's for you, Sir Desmond. That's for you.
I choose Criston mostly because I love the hills. All right, and the assistant, Otto's like, let's not be too hasty now. What about Houses Geico and Malister? All right, one's an insurance juggernaut of the future, and the other one, I don't really know anything about them, but it's better than your choice. I don't like your girly choice, girl. And she's like, my father would be defended by a man who has known combat. Should he not? Should he not?
But one must recognize the fashion of Sir Desmond. I mean, that bright orange, that will scare away any enemy. I would have to say, am I right, anyone? Raise your hand, Rhaenys, I see you up there. Raise your hand. I know you like the orange. No, am I the only one? Okay, very well, let it settle.
So then we go over to the king who's playing with his model city that he's making, and he's lecturing. He's like, oh, this was the first library we've ever had. We had screening rooms back then. It was a wonderful thing. You could really pick out any Betamax you wanted and play it right there in the library. Amazing.
Yeah. He's just mansplaining to Allison, who has to stand next to what was the equivalent of a model train set in Westeros, you know? Like, I'm surprised he doesn't have, like, a little, like, engineer cap on. And he's just like, oh, and here, this is where the nobility lived. Oh, and the dragons, this is where they were close to the magic and their power. Oh, and this was Anogrion. This is where blood mages worked their craft. She's like, mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
He's like, choo-choo. Choo-choo. And she's like, well, do you think that Westeros could be another Valyria king? And he's like, oh, no, Valyria. Come on, we had 1,000 dragons and something called pizza. You know, the dragons are dead. No one wrote down the recipe. I mean, we're just fucked, basically. He's like, oh, I dropped a model of my dragon. Get it, Wormy. Get it, Wormy. He's like, oh my God, your dragon is broken in two. He's like,
What will I do if only I weren't the most powerful man on the continent who already had people already making these things for me? What will I do? Wow, wow. So it's
and
like
then they give each other this romantic look because he's like, oh my God, she picked up my broken toy. And she's like, oh my God, a grown man crying over a broken toy. And they're like, they're like in love now.
Yeah.
What the hell? Just holding Talk hands. About a woman who's looking for a man to fix. She's like, he needs help holding things steadily. God, I'm going to change him.
I mean, we've heard of fixtures before. I think she literally needs to fix him because I think his body parts are falling off. That's what we're
First
seeing.
First goes
That's
the dragon, trend. The dragon model, then goes your pinky. You
know? Yeah. So he's like, so how is my daughter? What's her face? You know, these days she doesn't say more than a few words to me, and I think it might be difficult to discuss personal matters, if you know what I'm saying. And she's like, it will take time. It did when I lost my own mother. And he goes, I wish you would approach me. She goes, okay, I guess we're not going to share. I was sort of about to tell you about my pain, but that's fine. We don't have to talk about me. That's
guess
fine.
Guess isn't my dead mother hour. All right, so go ahead. What do you have to complain about? Just lay it out on the table.
Oh, I guess your toy broke. I guess that's more important than me losing my mother. But by all means, continue talking, my king.
It's like, well, I wish you would just talk to me. It's like, well, why don't you talk to her? No, she should talk to me. You should talk to her. She should talk to me then. And he's like, there are times I would rather approach the Black Dread than find out what's going on in Kool-Aid Girl's head.
I enjoy that rhyme, Your Grace. So he's like, by the way, you do not mention art talks to Rhaenyra, do you? I just fear that she wouldn't understand them, being a girl and such. Oh, you're a girl. This is getting more and more awkward, isn't it?
Oh, it's like, I don't tell that bitch anything, Page Ripper. Page Ripper.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then we go to the candle room. And all the candles are going, and Ray Ray is walking with Alicent, and they're like, oh my God, I love you. And then Ray's like, you know, it's only been 6 months since Mother died, and they're already trying to pass Father off to another wife to replace me as heir. And I know how they plot when I'm sent away. I know how they plot.
And Alicent's like, that is terrible. I mean, I can't believe your father would have to be marrying someone.
Like, the trip I had to take to crab feed us. She's like, okay, I guess it's not my time for dead mother talk. Please, please continue. Yes,
by all means, go. She's like, you know what I like to do? I like to light a stick on fire and then blow it out immediately. It's a ritual I have. Here, you do it.
I kept thinking, am I missing them lighting candles? Because I saw one light a stick, and then she blew it out, and I was like, oh, I must have missed the candle lighting part. But then Ray Ray does it later. She lights a stick and then blows it out. I'm like, am I just blinking during the candle lighting part? No. What's happening?
The idea of lighting candles as a ritual hadn't been invented yet. They were like, here, we have lit candles for you, so now you can do some sort of ritual. It's like, okay, I guess we'll just light a stick on fire and blow it out since you already lit the candles. I don't know. That comes later. That comes after Fire and Ice. That's like the next book when we learn about just the ritual is the actual lighting of the candles.
Yeah. So Alicent's like, oh, what are you bitching about? Your dad loves you. Like, he did choose you for his heir. And she's like, he didn't choose me. He spent Daemon. It's like, hey, listen, all roads lead to a big chair that'll probably give you sepsis. God, I'm obsessed with sepsis today.
It's the, it's the leprosy throne, basically. And so... Yeah. So they kneel at these candles, and Alicent is like,
I like to do this. I find this is a way to be with my mother here in the quiet of the sept. I feel close to her. I know it sounds foolish. And Rhaenyra's like, I don't think it sounds foolish. And she's like, good, so maybe you should try. And anyway, the thing with my mother is we'd always have these wonderful times together. Rhaenyra's like, anyway, let me talk about what's going on in my life now. It's like, God, poor Alicent just can't share.
She really can't. And Ray Ray's like, I just want Father to see me more than a little girl who pours things. And she's like, well, my own father does not know the language of girls either. When I wish to talk to him, I know I have to make the effort and promise him to bag a king. to even get the time of day, basically. And she's like, thank you so much for this talk. She's like, thank you. It was so good getting hold of this news about my mother. Whatever. Let's go play ball. Page ripping little bitch. I'm going to get you, page ripper.
Let's go to that official innocence place with the red leaves and we can lie on the ground and stare at them, shall we? That means we are officially in childhood and innocent. So,
can
now...
Can we step off these stools yet? No, we're still very, very young and innocent. All right.
I'm going to try to marry your father, though. I just want you to know. So, so now Viserys and Rhaenys and Corlys are walking in this garden. And the king is sort of like smoothing things over because they had that hot, you know, like a tense moment before in this small council. And he's like, now, I just want you to know that I value the bond between our houses quite a bit. I mean, you know, Rhaenys is my favorite cousin after all. Just look at that sour face. Is that not hilarious? Just look. It'll make you laugh. I mean, she's got to be your favorite, too. She's already kind of a little bit of an icon. Am I right?
Rhaenys with a rectangle hair. I mean, she has just always been the envy of all the other homes. And Corlin's like, well, I apologize for the tenor today in the meeting. But there was no baritone available. And the king's like, well, listen, your fleet, we love boats. Listen, you know, one thing I respect is a man with boats. So thank you for your boats. But you have to understand, I have to avoid war, all right? I want to keep your boats floating. And Corlys is like, listen, may I speak plainly?
We call that speaking Rhaenysly. Get it, Rhaenys? Plain?
Rhaenys, say it. Rhaenys. Just say it. Just Rhaenys. Like our mother used to say when we were children. Say it, Rhaenys. Just say it.
Corlys is like, I fear that the eyes of our enemies are presently fixed on the Red Keep. Specifically, my wife's rectangle hair. I mean, it is a bit ridiculous, is it not? I like it. It's not up for debate.
He's like, listen, the queen's dead, the girl's the heir, the brother's disinherited, he's claimed a seat on Dragonbone without challenge, and now people are parked in our shipping lane, all right? They're just parked in our lane. What are you going to do about it?
Dare I say, they're beggaring them. They are beggared. They are beggared at the moment.
And the king's like, oh my god, you're toxic. Like, can we, like, have a nice day in the garden? Like, I don't understand the anger, dude. And Rhaenys is like, well, it's true. We're looking vulnerable. King, we're looking vulnerable, aren't we? And Corlys is like, listen, when there's a storm coming, you sail into the storm or you go around it, but you never await its arrival.
You could really, also
because normally I wait in the bedroom, which has a ceiling on it, and the storm comes, and I don't get wet. So,
is there an option to go inside? Can you just go inside during the storm? Is that okay? Because that is an option, right? So then Viserys is like, it's like, well, do you have a specific course of action to propose? And he's like, join our families, wed our daughter Lena. She is hilarious. You will love her. I mean, she's about 8 years old, but I mean, let me tell you something. You guys will be perfect. Love these two together. I ship you two, which is a pun because I'm the master of ships. God, I love my life.
Pedophilia has never sounded so fun. Trust me, you'll love it. I mean, she's in her frozen phase right now. Right? Just walking around going, I don't really know what it means, but it's really adorable. You'll love it. The king's like, excuse me, it's a child. And Rhaenys is like, well, you've got to do something, all right? You could not ask for a stronger match than Lena, all right? She's built an outhouse out of ice. You know, I told her she couldn't have ice cream one day. Boom, we've got a free outhouse. As long as it stays cold.
Okay. Question, are you good with long division? She may have some questions for you about that. Just saying.
Does she have model glue? I don't think so. So then it's dinner time and it's like, uh-oh, Ray Ray and the king have to eat again together. Yeah. There's no like Siri to turn on the music. You know, you can't just be like, play some adult contemporary. You know, all you hear are crickets, which is awkward, you know?
Yeah.
So she's like, we haven't spoken much. And he's like, I regret not speaking. We should be free to speak our minds.
And then she's
model
like,
model glue, plain choo choo pizza, gotta miss pizza.
I don't even know what pizza is. I wasn't born yet. So She's like,
well, you can say whatever you want. I mean, you are the king. That was a joke, father. Oh, yes. Hilarious.
He's like, oh, I loved your mother. She's like, I loved my mother. And then they're silent. And so he's like, so, oh, no. So Ray Ray is like, so I was doing the night competition today. Let me tell you something. A lot of off-key nighting going on, Dad. All right. But I questioned them, and I discovered the only one who actually has been in battle before is Kristen. All right. The only one with hair product and experience. Mm. He's hired.
The one in the orange? No. The hot one.
Really, because those birds, you know, I always thought if you could get into a fight, people would just see an orange man coming with little birds all over him and just be so confused that they'd go inside during the storm. What do you mean?
Father, you have to go with the one who's going to sell more albums. The hot one. The hot one.
So, she's like, okay, and by the way, at today's meeting, everybody got all pissed when I made a suggestion. He's like, pay no mind, we will not talk about the meeting now. He gets all upset. And she's like, but I just had some ideas. He's like, we will not talk about this. We will not discuss this right now. Tell me more about Kristen's hair. Tell me more.
You're young, and me declaring that you're young and underestimating you will never come back to haunt me. So now we go to a close-up of maggots, and they're basically putting the king's hand in the maggots. Because the old doctor guy, the grandmeister, I believe, he's like, maggots are going to remove the dead flesh and will save your finger. So don't think that's going to work.
That doctor is killing it. That doctor is so good. Every week I'm maggot shocked. Therapy.
It's going to be big in L.A. very soon. She's like, oh my God, Diane. Your hands look amazing. Yeah, thanks. It's maggot therapy. Oh my God, where'd you do that? Montana Avenue? Really? Okay, I'm going.
So the king is like, well, everybody, thank you for being here for Maggot Finger Day. but I held an audience earlier today with Lord Corliss and Princess Rhaenys. So where do you get a load of this shit? And they're like, well, what was it? He wants me to marry a girl obsessed with Frozen. All right?
So that notion, did you... let it go. Okay, that's enough. This is a serious matter here.
They're like, well, he has boats and you have a kingdom, so that'll give you a lot of power. Okay, let's combine. Okay, it'll show that our strongest days are ahead. And Otto's like, well, that's an overreach, sir. Such ideas must be discussed with a small council first, privately. He's like, that's what I'm doing. It's not like we're on television while I'm getting my finger eaten by a maggot. All right?
I mean, if you all are going to come in here and watch me get maggot therapy, then we're going to have a small council session. What else do I have to say?
And the doctor's like, well, if you ask me, we should cut off your toes and wash out mouths with it for good tooth health. They're like, that sounds like a good idea. Put that on the docket. Put that on the docket. Doctor's got another humdinger coming.
So Otto is like, well, I dearly loved my wife. You all may remember her. Her name is Julia Roberts from Notting Hill. Remember? We were, no? Okay. She was from a different universe. Fine. The pain of her passing still haunts me, and to be compelled to replace her for duty's sake, I mean, you are the king, but I do not envy you being forced into pedophilia at this moment.
Yeah, Jesus. So the doctor's like, ooh, this could seal a breach. Uniting the great Valyrian houses would signal unity. You're the doctor, all right? Listen, concentrate on doing a bang-up job like you've been doing, all right? Come up with a cure for, I don't know, you know, chicken pox or something. Let's let all the children hang out together until everyone's got chicken pox. All right, that's actually a good idea. Let's see how that works.
All right, okay, small cancer. I just want to, let's just summarize this. So right now, the free cities think that we're so weak we can be taken down by several crabs on a beach. So the way we're going to do a sign of strength is that I'm going to marry a small girl. Is this what our plan is? Are we sure this is the best plan we have? We do have two or three dragons. Can we do dragons instead of pedophilia? No, I think that pedophilia is the way to go. All right, yeah. We'll do pedophilia.
And, you know, besides the whole, ah, that she won't shut up with, you know, I don't want Ray Ray to get mad. You know, I don't want to lose a good Kool-Aid pourer, you know? And they're like, propagate the lie, sir, propagate it! And yeah, so creepy. So then we go.
But we don't, by the way, we don't know it's pedophilia at this moment necessarily, unless you've been really paying attention, which I mean, I feel like I've been paying attention and we've seen the daughter a few times, but I did not, at this moment, it has not clicked with me. And then it's this scene where now the king is going on a walk with his potential bride.
Yeah, so he's walking with Lena, okay? So she's like, oh my god, what's it like flying the Black Dread? You were his last ride at the Black Dread. Love him! Oh my god, it's the Black Dread! Could you get me his autograph? Could you get me his autograph, the Last Dread? I love him. Do it, you're gonna die. You're gonna turn into ice. You're gonna turn into ice real fast. Oh!
Yeah, he's like, oh my god. She's like, oh my god, I love dragons. Hey, did you know that Vagar still lives? I hear Vagar lives somewhere, but too large for the dragon pit. Is that true? The Vagar still lives, but too big for the dragon pit? He's like, yes, they say that she's on the coast of the Narrow Seas somewhere.
Oh my god, the Narrow Seas somewhere? That's so good. They say that she's sad. Is she a sad dragon? Do you like dragons? What's your favorite color? Do you like colors a lot? I love colors. Let's talk about all these things while we're married.
And he's like, well, I imagine even dragons get lonely. She's like, all right, Your Grace, it would be an honor to join our houses. I would give you many children of strong blood. Do you want to build a snowman? And he's like, is that what your father told you to say? I added in the snowman song because I love it.
Well, my father said that I would not have to bed you until I turned 14. He's like, ugh.
So then, you know, Ray Ray is watching from a window, which is like the thing that people do. There wasn't TV. So what you do is you just go to a window and you just like watch whatever.
Just hang out on the balcony and wait for someone to start some shit in the garden.
Are you ready for dinner? No, hold on. My favorite TV show's on. Person walking by window. 1 second.
So also Rainey's is up there. So she's like, she's like, it bothers you, does it not? Watching this and bothers you. And she's like, my father is the king and it is his duty to take a wife. She's like, I didn't ask for a history lesson, girl. I asked if it bothered you.
Well, of course it does, but I understand the order of things. Oh, well, I'm sorry. That's what Rhaenyra is like. Well, does it bother you? And she's like, well, of course
it does. She's like, yeah, he's walking around with your baby. You know, what the hell? Does it bother you? And she's like, well, yes, but I understand the order of things and rectangular hair. I'm not sure you do.
And Rhaenyra's like,
well, if you mean to elicit some sort of anger from me, you should know you're failing at the process. You are failing, princess. You're failing. Comma, princess, that's what I said.
You're failing, princess.
You failed, comma, princess. At the process.
It's like princess. Every time I got called in for a one-on-one in PE. You're failing, princess.
So then Rhaenys is like, well, quite the opposite. I don't see any rectangles in your hair. So whether it's to my daughter or someone else's, your father will remarry sooner or later. It's his new wife who will produce an heir. And chances are better than none that one of them will be a male. And when that boy comes of age and your father has passed, the men of the realm will expect him to be heir, not you. Because here comes the closer. That is the order of things. Thank you.
And she's like, well, when I'm queen, I will create a new order. She goes, oh, how I wish that could be. But the men already had a chance to appoint a queen, and they denied it. She's like, they denied you, Rhaenys, the queen who never was. But they'll bend the knee to me, like they did when I was anointed the heir.
And Rhaenys is like, oh, do you remind your father's men of that as you carry
their cups? Their cups! Oh, yeah, booyah! Got you, little girl.
Everyone loves a good Kool-Aid pourer, eh? And she's like, here's the hard truth, which no one else has the hard nuts to tell you. No one's got the sack. So men would rather put the realm to a torch than see a woman ascend. And your father is no fool.
That was the end. I probably should have ended with the cup burn I had before, but I don't know when to stop sometimes.
I'm going to suck my bottom lip in and flare my eyes a bit at you a bit more. Would you like to stay out here?
I can teach you the fine art of lower lip suckling.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So now it's dinner time, king dinner. So he's like, well... Oh, he's with Alicent. And he's like, well, the small council wants me to marry. The realm wants a new queen. And God, the woman she's suggesting won't stop waving a wand at me and then asking me how I'm still moving. It really is ridiculous.
Oh, well, you haven't gotten to Bruno, have you yet? Oh, thank God, not yet. But she's going to see it sooner or later. She's going to see it soon.
She's like, well, a good queen will bring counsel, sir. Anyone in particular you're looking for? Maybe a girl who can't stop picking at her nails until her fingers bleed?
I've heard that a good wife is someone who knows how to pick up broken dragon toys. Perhaps there's someone you have in mind, just thinking out loud.
We've both got disgusting wounds on our hands, but that's neither here nor there.
We could wound bond.
He's like, well, Corliss has offered me the hand of his daughter, Lady Lena.
Oh, I know who you meant. Yes, she's tried to freeze me as well. You're supposed to just stand there and then tip over, really. She won't leave until you do it.
He's like, well, I must admit I don't know Lena very well. You know, mainly because I'm, you know, in my 50s and she's about 8 years old, so we just haven't really connected just yet. And so she's like, well, I'm sure she is good and kind and that she will enjoy your company as I have your grace. Have you tried the nose game? You know, like, got your nose? That's a good icebreaker.
It's like, I really enjoyed spending time with you.
It's like close up of her bloody hands while she picks. And
cuticles.
She's like, I brought you a box, sir. A box. And he opens it, and it's a fixed dragon. It's the dragon fixed. And she's like, I got it fixed. He's like, this is very kind, Alicent. Does this person work on fingers? All right, just to have their number.
So then, speaking of fingers, the hand enters, and he's like, it's emergency small council session right now. So King's like, why? Which is funny. It's like, well, that's why you have to go to the council session, because then you'll find out about the emergency, sir.
And so, the king's like, all right, well, thanks to the dragon toots. Love your Real Housewives of Orange County sleeves. Keep those.
So, like, hang out with your dad.
They're like laced up like those cutout dresses.
Yeah. So then there's at small council, and then there's a guy who's there, and he's like, it occurred in the blackness. Testimony. Yeah. He's like, it occurred in the blackness of night, my lords, during the hour of the bat.
The thief have eluded us, our pursuit, sir. And he's like, a dragon's egg was stolen. How can this happen? Like, it was your brother. He knows all the codes. All right, we caught him on the ring, but it was him. It was a blonde male. Like, you need to be more specific. He flipped off the ring, so we got a full shot of his face. All right.
But then Otto is like, the prince left a missive, which I believe might explain this. Well, why didn't you lead with that? Why are you interrogating this poor guy?
Literally, how did you know it was him? The confession, sir.
Oh, we forgot to mention there's actually an entire note that explains everything. It's like, oh, God, you're terrorizing this poor commoner for crying out loud.
It is the pleasure of Damon Price, rightful heir, to announce that he is taking a second wife in the tradition of old Valeria, Lady Massaria of Dragonstone. Her grace is with child and will have dragon's egg placed in the cradle, as is custom. The prince has invited you to his wedding, which he will be charging you for the catering. So you might as well come and eat the egg rolls, all right? Love, Damon.
If this is not a Real Housewives spinoff show, I mean, if this is, you know, like, there's a lot of crossover, honestly, with this show and the Real Housewives, and this is it, you know, like, guy doing a passive-aggressive wedding invitation, the whole thing, you know, like, stealing something. This is just very, you know, of the Bravo universe. So then Corliss is like, who is Lady Massaria? Because he's like, I don't know, he's like annoyed. And so then, of course, Otto is like, Damon's whore, which is really bold. Like, it's really bold, him saying Damon's whore, when he is literally whoring out his daughter for the king. But that's fine. That's neither here nor there.
And he's like, this is nothing less than sedition. And the king's like, oh, he's just trying to provoke me. Let him be. You know, give him the shipping lanes. Corliss is like, sir, the realm is watching. He's like, well, what would you have me do? Send him to the wall, put his head on a spike, make him go brunette for a couple of months. I mean, I'm like, open to ideas.
Yes. Everyone's like, yes, please do all those things. So then the hand is like, Damon has seized Dragonstone and surrounded himself with gold cloaks and has now stolen a dangerous weapon, which is an egg. Yes. I mean, Let's face it, this is what our society is facing. Threats from an egg and some crabs. But it's just what we have. It's the hand we've been dealt. No pun intended, because I am the hand.
And Ray Ray is like, glug, 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 glug. Did I say that out loud? I'm sorry. I have an idea. I'm like, oh, God, you again. Jesus.
She's like, which egg did Damon take? They're like, it was the egg that was Dreamfire's, and the same one that you chose for Prince Balon's cradle. She's like, ah! Ah, it's like everyone's like shocked, like this is so hideous and awful, which it was.
And the king's like, oh, assemble a detachment crew, I'll drag his bony ass here back myself. And Otto's like, my apologies, but I cannot allow that. Let me go. Terrifying Otto.
Yeah. So now, like, it's like the night before Otto's going to go to Dragonstone. And so Alicent is dressing up her dad. Like, she's sort of like tidying up his outfit. And he's like, you're the most comely girl. I'm sorry. I meant you're the most homely girl. Homely girl. That almost went to the wrong direction, my dear. Why do you destroy yourself? Because of her fingernails.
Yeah. It's like, why do you do that with your nails? That nail shit you do, you know? I mean, you're going to bang the king tonight, right? She's like, no, if you wish it, I'll give it a go. And then Kristen comes over and she's like, please look after the hand, Sir Kristen. He's like, look who's talking. Okay. Need a pair of gloves to borrow? Okay, let's go, Otto.
So now they go to Dragonstone and they arrive. It's like very dramatic. They start going up this path, which we've seen before, obviously in Game of Thrones. And it's all these dramatic views. And there's like this like, it's like the Old West or something. They walk up to each other, like Otto with his group. I love how Otto, they show his group. So he's got Sir Kristen behind him. You know, Sir Kristen's like the hunk. He's like, so like, he's a great knight. And then there's just like an old guy. I'm like, now, how about we don't put the old guy in the front lines? Let's put him like a few rows back if we're going to do an intimidation, a little bit of intimidation. Let's get like another, just put a generic knight maybe. I don't think we need like an old, like this just old frail guy be like, I'm going to get that egg back from you.
I've been getting eggs back for decades. Put me in front.
I'll do it. I have a stick.
So Otto, Damon's like, welcome to Dragonstone. He's like in total brat mode. Yeah. And Otto's like, your occupation is at an end. You are to relinquish the egg, disband your army, banish your whore. And Damon's like, well, rude. Where's the king? Where's the king? Why am I talking to you? And he's like, the king would never lower himself to entertain a mummer's farce.
A mummer's farce. Did he just call it the mummer's farce? Wow. Mummer's farce. Wow. Wow.
Burn.
Burn. Mummer's farce burn.
So it's like, oh, look at you, Sir Kristen, eh? My apologies, I can't really recall your name. It's Kristen, right? And he's like, oh, perhaps you recall when I knocked you off your horse. How about that?
Wow, that's two for the Targaryens on this one here for the king's party. So Damon's like, oh, very good, very good. So then Otto's like, this is a truly pathetic show, Damon, and you are so desperate for the king's attention that you've resorted to skulking about like a common. Wait for it, cut purse. Cut purse, wow. Mama's fast with a bunch of cut purses, if you know what I'm saying, everyone, right? Who is with me?
He's like, I'm just keeping traditions alive, yo. And Otto's like, those traditions are for the royal born, not for bastards fathered with a common whore. And he's like, well, Lady Masari is to be my wife. And she's like, oh, excuse you. Like, she gets all mad. She's like, you think a new outfit? You have whatever you want now? Fuck off.
You told me you needed me to help rearrange your wardrobe, okay? This is way too much.
So Damon's like, my men are loyal to me, and you've come for an egg, so here you go. Take it. And Otto's like, you will not win this. You are declaring war. And he goes, wonderful. Even if it ends in the death of your unborn child and his mother. And everyone pulls a sword. They're like, yeah.
And she's just like, wait a second. Wait, now I'm pregnant? Excuse me. This is bullshit.
Yeah, and of course, you hear like, and the dragon's like sitting on top of the mountain. And they're like, oh, God, well, put it away. He's got a fucking dragon. All right? This is how every episode's going to end. Put your swords away. He's got a dragon. God damn it.
It really is. Like, the whole series is going to be people taking out their swords, a dragon showing up from someone going, fine, it's a dragon.
And then we see the clouds below them because they're so high up. And the clouds are below them, and we just see, like, a path like Dig Dug. You know, like a path coming through, like through the clouds. And then a dragon flies up, and it's Ray Ray.
And Otto's like, what are you doing here? And she goes, preventing bloodshed. Also, I heard that you guys needed some Kool-Aid, so I thought I'd hit, you know, kill two birds with one stone.
Don't fuck with my dragon, all right? He'll burn you to death. And then she walks up to Damon, and Damon's holding the egg like this, which is how I held my books in school and always got beat up for it, like in front. I wouldn't hold them like a guy on my side. I'd hold them like a girl, they said, as they bashed my head in the locker. But I thought that was funny, like, how Damon's holding that egg. He's like,
So then she's like, my father named me Princess of Dragonstone, and that is my castle that you're living in, uncle, even though I never actually go there, but I was going to maybe Airbnb it out. Okay, so excuse me, please get out.
He's like, well, it's not yours until you come of age. And she's like, oh, really? And he's like, well, I don't know why everybody's so pissed off. It's a day of celebration. I'm getting married. Can't wait to cheat on my second wife with you. All right.
Yeah. And she's like, well, we already have a wife. He's like, well, not of my choosing. I mean, well, like, you know, Mysteria, whatever her name is, just like, do I get to say anything here? I'm like in this very chic outfit, and yet you guys are telling all these lies on me right now.
She is. Mysteria's outfit is so cute. It's like a cream colored cape with like shoulder cutouts. Great. Whoever does this show does watch Orange County. A lot of cutouts and lace ups.
Yeah, very much. Very much. So, Damon's like, well, you share, they're just talking about the egg. Right, and he's like, I want my baby to have an egg.
Why can't my baby have an egg? Your baby's gonna have an egg. His baby's gonna have an egg. And she's like, oh, really? You're going to have a child? And he's like, one day. And then the hook.
Just so Real Housewives. It's like, oh, yes. Wait, they're not even pregnant? So then she's like, Mysteria. What's her name again? Why do I keep calling her Mysteria?
Mysteria.
She's like, so she just walks off because she just can't deal with this anymore.
And she's like, I'm right here, uncle, the object of your ire, and the reason that you were disinherited. And if you wish to be restored, you have to kill me. So do it. Be done with all this bother. And he's like, do I kill her or make out with her? They give each other that look. And he's like, you're hot. You are, uncle. You are. You are, uncle. You are. And he's like, all right, I'm going to walk away. Throw the egg. Don't drop it. Dum dum. And she catches it. She's like, nailed it. Nearly got the egg.
He's like, you're lucky that I'm in the middle of a flip-a-flop marathon, because otherwise I would have killed you, but I have to get back to it, so I think she's going to start it without me. So, there, take the egg.
She's like, who has the cauldron of melted cheese? Who has it? They're like, here it is, madame. She's like, shonk. And they put the egg into it.
Yeah. And then she flies off with her dragon. So then Damon's just like all angry, walking back, and he's like, he's there with Mysteria. Why can't I say her name? I don't know why I have a block on her name. I apologize to everyone who's listening. But she's like, so you announced that we're to be wed. Like, literally, I don't even know you. I just like, you just came here because it seemed like it'd be interesting. But like, I don't even know you like that.
And I'm pregnant. You know, that affects my price. Sir, okay, you can't just go around calling a hooker pregnant, okay? People are going to stop booking. And he's
I have a brand that I've been working on, and you're kind of ruining it right now, okay? Do you know how hard it was to build up those followers?
And he's like, we can make it true. And she's like, I promised myself a long time ago I would not be hurt by childbirth, okay? And you promised to protect me. He's like, it's secure here. She's like, a fucking dragon just came here. What are you talking about? It's secure.
Yeah, she's like, I'm going to be killed, okay? She's like, I have been sold as property more times than I care to count. I'm beginning in my homeland. Oh, by the way, I have a crazy accent that sort of sounds French, but not right. So, including my homeland, and I can no longer recall most of my years have been spent living in terror.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that, because at first I thought it was French. Last week I thought it was kind of Frenchish, and this week He's like, don't worry, the house is secure. And she's like, unless the king reclaims his house, we don't have squatter rights in this timeline. They want to put your head on his bike, but what about with the common ore? What about with the common ore head on his bike? He's midwife in charge. I'm not really sure what's going on. I think I like this one better, though.
Yeah, I think the actress made a choice, and they're just like, well, we got to get production going. We don't have time to recast. We're just going to let her do her weird accent. She'll be dead by episode 3. Let her have her choice.
So she's like, listen, I've been sold, okay, many times, and I'm usually living in terror because you fucking assholes rule everything, okay? And you're a Targaryen. You can afford a stupid game with the king. I can't. They will kill me, okay? I didn't come here to use you for your gold, okay? I came here to be liberated. And he's like, liberated from what? I can't. I can't with the men on this show. So you're liberated from what?
She's like, fear. He's like, I still don't understand, but I don't know. We'll have sex later.
And then he pouts because he's the victim here. He's the fucking victim, of course. So then the king is like playing with his dragon toy, like, no, she fixed my dragon toy. Ow, my finger, my black finger. Put down the finger.
Oh, maggot therapy. It's not working. So he's now with a guy, Lord Lionel. He's like, I want your unencumbered opinion. He's like, all right. It's like, okay, so I've always felt like Corlys has been envious of me. Like, he's always been, like, you know, like, giving me, like, stank eye from across the Blackwater. So I want to know, what do you think? So Lord Lionel's like, well, you know, Corlys is the master of ships, and Laena is his oldest daughter, and she does look adorable in that Elsa dress. So, you know, they're at the wealthiest house.
He's like, she's 12. She's 12 years old. He's like, oh, she won't be 12 forever. He's like, oh, God. And he's like, well, you have an obligation as king. And he's like, well, what if I just rejected it? Right? And he's like, nope, you cannot just do that, okay? Because we're on the precipice of war in the Stepstones. He has ships. There is Crabfeeder. Have you heard of a little man named Crabfeeder?
Do you notice that the crabs all are napping a lot? Because they're eating huge amounts of human flesh, okay?
He's like, well, surely. Yeah, surely he's not going to withhold his ships. And he's like, well, you know, it's better to marry someone who's your ally than, you know, have an enemy, because he could do it. And I mean, if you wanted an unencumbered opinion, okay, let me take the spanks off this opinion. Marry the kid. Marry the kid's a kid. Who cares?
He's like, look. You're asking, is he going to, like, he wouldn't, like, withhold his ships? He's trying to marry off his 8-year-old daughter. Marry, just, this man can't be trusted right now. Just marry the kid, it'll be okay.
It's like, marry the kid. And so the knight comes in and he's like, Your Grace, the princess has returned from Dragonstone. He's like, Dragonstone? Did she bring Kool-Aid? God.
Poor king doesn't even realize that Rhaenyra took a whole ass dragon out of the kingdom. Like, and no one reported to the king, like, Your Grace, the princess has taken a dragon. They just don't even bother telling the king until she's already back. So
yeah. So of course he's all pissy. He's like, you disobeyed me. You fled King's Landing with no word and acted without the crown. You are my only heir. You could have been killed. I am thirsty.
Who will pour the Kool-Aid? So she's like, may I sit? He's like, fine. That was a good power move, asking to sit. Yeah. So he's like, she's like, well, I retrieved the egg without bloodshed, a feat I'm not sure Sir Otto could have accomplished alone. He's like, yes, well, I forget sometimes how alike you both were. Your mother, that is. Stubborn! I'm happy now.
Yeah, and he's like, you know, without your mother, the Red Keeper's lost his warmth. And she's like, well, it pleases me to hear that you have feelings and to know I'm not alone in my grief. Look at you hugging that tiny little dragon toy. It's creepy and adorable. And he's like, well, I wish I'd known better how to talk to you, you know. But then I struggled to realize my daughter is a woman grown. Well, I do still have a step stool. I've got a couple of episodes left. All right, now mind you. All right. I just want to know that you understand what is now expected of me. She's like, everyone's saying that you need to diddle a child immediately. Right? That's the gossip around town.
What on the street does he often engage in? Just a touch of pedophilia. And you know what? I'll just look the other way, Father. He's like, thank you. Thank you.
He's like, I could never replace your mother no more than I want to replace you as heir. But you are my only, and our line is vulnerable. Herd of crab feeder. We need to be better defended against whoever might may challenge us. I do not wish to make us estranged. And she's like, oh, God, you're the king. I get it. You know, mother would have understood just as I do. You son of a bitch. You said that out loud. Sorry, Daddy. I get it.
Father, before you take a child bride, has anyone thought of just bringing some food to the beach to distract the crabs away from the humans? Maybe that's a good tactic. Could we, like, leave, like, some pineapples or...
No kidding. Like just bomb the beach with some fucking sandwiches. Jeez.
So, just, isn't there, like, a natural remedy for all these crabs before we have to, you know, engage in this? He's like, no.
So the next day, council is called, and the king is thinking at the window. You know, he's basically watching TV while they're like, sir, turn that off. It's time for the meeting. He's like, oh, hello. Okay, glad you all came. Good morrow. I've decided to take a new wife.
They're like, oh, and Corliss, like, leans in like, oh, can't wait to hear about this one. And he's like, I intend to marry the Lady Alicent, who conveniently is right here. Yes, Lady Alicent.
But right before he announces it, he's like, Alicent is like picking her finger bloody again, you know, and he looks at her and then Ray Ray sees them look at each other and she's like, excuse, what the fuck is happening here? She gets all upset. And then he announces Alicent. And then Corliss is like, it's absurdity! Beggared!
Corliss just storms out. He's like, I'm going to tell my wife, and I'm sure she will have lots of lower lip suckling to do about this. Yeah. So he storms out. And Rhaenyra's like all, she's got like, her eyes are like glassy and angry and sad at the same time.
Now, I don't know what the dry cleaning's like over there, but Alicent is in the same dress as yesterday. So, walk of shame much, Alicent? She's like, well, seriously. I did want to take it off after I got that dragon glued back together. Oh, make this night last forever.
So then it cuts to Corliss. He's like, all right, everyone, this is my for your consideration speech. And he does this whole long speech about how, you know, like his house's origins are go all the way back to old Valyria. Everyone's really obsessed with old Valyria. They got to move on. Okay. And it's like, it's even more ancient than House Targaryen, but they weren't dragon keepers. They had to work. They had to work hard with grit and luck and use the sea. And then when he finally ascended to Driftwood, he knew what he wanted. So he went out and he seized it. And unlike every other lord of the realm, I can say I built my house's high seat with the strength of mine own back. And I've always thought of you. You, person who's off screen, and I have been made of the same cloth. And now I shall reveal who I'm talking to, and it is, unsurprisingly, a daemon.
And Daemon's like, oh, really? I wasn't aware you had a king for a brother, so we're the same, huh? And he's like, we've both been passed over too often, that's for sure. And he's like, oh, really? Did you call me to remind me of what a loser I am, or was there some other reason? I mean, really, I mean, I'm just like you. You're a loser. So does that make me a loser? Great, we're losers.
By the way, thanks for inviting me to Driftmark, a place named after literal driftwood. I literally live in Dragonstone, named after a dragon. This is a big downgrade, so let's get to what you really want, okay?
So he's like, listen, you've heard of the troubles in the Stepstones. I've been petitioning the king to send my navy into the territory. And he's like, oh, that was never his strong suit.
What?
Being king.
Aren't I so fey? So then he's like, well, the crab feeder is backed by powerful entities from within the free cities that wish to see Westeros weakened by a sea of tiny crabs.
George Soros has mass-produced tiny little crabs to take over the kingdom. So he's like, I will not have Driftmark beggared. Well, he has balls and tourneys. And Daemon's like, listen, I'll speak ill of my brother, not you. Got it? Only one bitch in this basket. Got it, Corley?
He is a garbage person. I can say that. You can't say it.
So Corliss is like, this is a chance to prove your worth to those who might doubt it, which is basically everyone. We're second sons. Our worth is not given. It must be made.
And then we see this person on the beach who we have to assume is the crab feeder, who's like, like he's supposed to be the existential threat. And then it just goes to dark. So it's like, uh-oh, watch out, crab feeder. They're going to kill your crabs.
Watch out.
They're going to kill your main way of killing people, the crabs. How are they ever going to kill those crabs? How, like, I mean, it's one thing to kill a dragon, But to kill a bunch of crabs, I don't know. I mean, are they going to step on the... Oh, I guess they can just step on those crabs. I think that's what
they're gonna do. Everyone's just going to have to get their heels on and get to stomping. This guy is hideous looking. Not cute. I thought the crab feeder was going to be hot, you know, because it's like he feeds everyone else to the crabs, but he's still hot, you know? Mm-hmm. But nope, not hot, unfortunately. Yeah. But that brings us to the end of Winter is Crapping, House of the Dragon. Thank you guys so much for being with us. If you want to watch this on video, come to Crappens on Demand over at Patreon. Just search for Watch What Crappens on Patreon. Find us. It's also where you'll find bonus episodes. And check out Watch What Crappens. That's our other podcast. It's even more ridiculous than this one, if that's possible. Thank you, everybody, for being here. We'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye.